listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Muharram 1447, and tonight we should scan the sky for the new moon and the crescent. If the new moon and crescent is sighted, it will usher in the month of Safar, and we should read the sunnah dua whenever the Islamic lunar month starts. Very simple, just three words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make this month of Safar, a month of khair and goodness for us, wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. Oh, you read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. An important aspect of this month of Safar is, in the pre-Islamic days, the people used to say that this month of Safar is a month of suffering, is a month of bad luck, is a month of ill omen. They must not get married, they must not do this, they must not travel and so forth. He Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he said, La Safara, that there is no bad luck, there is no ill omen in this month of Safar. So we must rectify our belief structure and not entertain the belief of the pre-Islamic days, the pagan belief. Islam came with the message of nur and radiance and effulgence. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Allah Jalla Wala is the nur and radiance, effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars. Look at the land and the sand. You look at your fruit, your vegetation, everything. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubeen. The messenger came sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with nur to teach us what is the correct way and the correct path. In chapter 14, verse number 1, Allah Jalla Wala states, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance of Islam. The Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The entire Quran Sharif is nur. O Muslim, O Muslimah, who are you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَ لَا نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّي. When Allah has blessed us with the wealth of Iman and Islam, then in the inner recesses of our heart, we have the nur and radiance and effulgence. So we should take this nur and this radiance of Islam. We have the best and we should share it with the rest. So we have very limited time. I will just discuss three different issues. Number one, we all are aware what is happening in Gaza, Al-Mubarakah and Palestine. So what is the real aim of the Zionists and the Jutlas and the Jews and so forth? Basically, they got four or five aims. Number one, to steal the whole of Palestine. So that they did already basically in 1948. So it was Palestine and then suddenly it became Israel. Then remember that they said, what good is it? We got Israel but we don't have a capital. لا قيمة لإسرائيل بدون القدس. So that is what their slogan was, that they said that we are a land without the people and a people without the land. That was the slogan of the Zionists after World War II. So then the people were sympathetic, and all that, the first country to recognize them was America and all the other Western countries basically. Then they said, we want the capital. So now till today, they smack us in our face and they tell us that Jerusalem is their eternal undivided capital. So that also basically they took over in 1967. Then they want, you look at their flag, brothers. I explained this to you before as well. You see, this is the flag. Look at me, brothers, for 1 minute, please. The white flag of Israel has a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, and the Star of David in between. The blue line on top and blue line at the bottom is not some decoration and beautification. It's a smack in every Muslim face. In their Knesset is written there in Hebrew and in Arabic, Minal Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq to the River Nile in Egypt. We've been to all these countries with Allah's help. So brothers, this is what they call Eretz Israel. For what they have to attack Syria every second, third week? For what they have to attack Lebanon? Yesterday, this morning, they attacked Lebanon. Then they are attacking Gaza daily, you know that. They are attacking the Muslims there in the West Bank and so forth. All this is part of their strategy, that Eretz Israel, how we can expand our borders and so forth. When the Jutla speaks, the Jew speaks, you see, am I speaking now? They're recording me. Every lecture of mine on air, they record it. I feel very honored. Hey, Jutla, you record me. I feel very honored. Alhamdulillah. So when they speak, then Quran says, Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When they speak with a forked tongue. It's hadith in Mishkat Sharif, in Musnad Ahmad. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, when the Jutla would come to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would not say like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Assalamu alaikum. They come and speak with the folk tongue, they say, Assalamu alaikum. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. If you remove the lam and you just say salam, it means death upon you. One day, Mother Aisha Siddiqa overheard them and she said, Allah curse you, Allah did. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, mahlan, mahlan, ya Aisha, take it easy, take it easy. She said, alam tasma' ma qal, you didn't hear what they say, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam said, I heard and I replied and I said, wa alayk, same to you, death to you. So when they say they want peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E. And about the salam, Allah speaks of it in the Quran. وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيُّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. When they come and greet you, the jutlas, they don't greet you like how Allah Jalla Wala greets you. As-salamu alayka ayyuha nabi. So same thing with peace. When they say peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E. How to steal the pieces of land from the Palestinians in Gaza or there in the West Bank or other places in Jerusalem and so forth. So we should know their agenda. We must know our enemy, Quran teaches us. So number one, Palestine no more, Israel. Capital, forget Al-Quds Sharif, they say, is our capital, they say, their capital. Third one, they want to occupy the Arab countries and so forth. When you look at the map, you will see it includes Khaybar, right near Medina Munawwara, 140 kilometers away. So they say this is part of their land. Imagine they have the audacity to say that as well. And the fourth one, my brothers, is what? That they want control of Masjidul Aqsa, the back portion. And remember that what they say, we will make a partition, the front portion you take, and the back portion where the Dome of the Rock is, Allah forbid, they will demolish, abolish it, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani. I want to bring to your attention, because I know 90% of you are unaware of this. Those of you who've been to Palestine, so definitely you went to a place called Khalilur Rahman. We call it Khalilur Rahman, they call it Hebron. When you enter that masjid, so and you enter and you face in the Qibla, on the left hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and their honorable spouses are buried next to them. Sayyida Sarah next to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Sayyida Rifqa, Rebecca in the biblical term, buried next to him, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. And then Sayyida Layya buried next to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So what they have done in this week, brothers. But the Ummah is unmindful. The Ummah is busy dreaming as usual. Ummah to khabe ghaflat mein hai. The Ummah is totally fast asleep. That masjid, I read Salat Day in 89. We performed Salat Day in 92. It's our masjid. On the 15th of Ramadan, on a Friday, Baruch Holstein came. Fajr time, the masjid is packed to capacity. And from the back he came while the brothers were in ruku sajda. Indiscriminately he started shooting, you must remember, left, right and center. 29 people became shuhada in the masjid. 70 of them total, they were injured, they succumbed to their injuries. And therefore the road next to the masjid is called Tariqul Shuhada. That road is closed for the Palestinians. So what they did after that incident in 94, because I went in 98, 2000, they partitioned that masjid, the front portion for the Muslims and the back portion for the Jutla. Now they took over the whole masjid. The entire masjid belongs to the Jutlas now under their authority, under their rule and jurisdiction. The Awqaf of Palestine were running it. They said, you get out, this is ours now. See, brothers, did you hear any Arab country make a noise? Did you hear any Muslim country make a noise? Nobody will say anything. Because today we have become be-iman and be-ghayrat. We have lost our sense of direction and we have lost, you must remember, our allegiance to Islam. That is the truth. I translated the khutbah now from Maulana Ahmad Dokra's house. He gave a good khutbah, Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani. He made dua against the Jews, everything. He said, Yahud. But one point I asked Sheikh Abdullah, why didn't you make dua for Aqsa? What was wrong if you just said, Allah mahfaz bilad al-harameen al-sharifeen min kulli su'in al-makhroo. Allah matahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, protect majid al-aqsa from these enemies. But they don't make their dua because MBS will get upset. The Jutlas will get upset. Our harameen is controlled by the Jutlas. Majid al-aqsa is controlled by them. And your majid Ibrahim Khalili, they in Hebron, they took over the whole thing basically. So you the Ummah, you need to get out of the slumber and sleep. Our life cannot be as usual. Khana, peena, sona, pakhana. Just eat, drink and sleep and enjoy and visit the toilet. There's much more to life, my brothers. وَلَّمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَوَجَاهِلٌ. That is the law of the usul and the usul and the principle of the scholars of Islam. If you don't know what is happening in your time, Islamically, you can be called whatever, but you consider the jahil and ignorant person. So we must know what is happening. What is happening in our holy lands? What is the aim of Hamas? In this masjid, Masjid Hamza, Allah reward our Rashid Bhai and all the other trustees. I don't know who's who here, but I know Rashid Bhai, Allah reward him. So anyway, and the imams as well. My brothers, in this Masjid Hamza, you have people sitting here Ramadan time for i'tikaf. Jazakumullahu khair. You are fulfilling a wonderful sunnah, reviving a sunnah. Everybody else is going to the shop, job. Look at what Hamas are doing. They're giving their lives, they're giving their children, they're giving everything to fulfill the farz kifaya, which this Ummah has forgotten, and that is protecting Aqsa al-Mubarak. Me and you, if I tell you, you in Pretoria, you stay here in Ansar Estate, and I see every second, third house, there's big, big guns and all that. Today I went in one car, I didn't even know the guard was there. I saw even a big gun, I put up my hand, I say, hands up. Today, this morning. So you must remember. See which kind of life you guys are leading. So what happens? You went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, you went for Ramadan, you went multiple times. But how come when I tell you why I can't go to Aqsa, they banned me. I went 5 times. They told me I'm a mayor, masjid maker, and they're all jutlas. So what Allah gave us media, so we speak. We speak the truth. That's why otherwise they should get me long time soon and on. So my brothers, the point I'm making, why you can't go to Aqsa? Give me one valid reason why you can't go. If you say it, they're going to interrogate you. So if they interrogate you, keep you for 1 hour. Is that a sacrifice too much compared to what our children are doing? Gaza has become Madinatul Shuhada. There's not a family who hasn't lost somebody and became Shaheed. The children, there's no food for them. The figure is gone, over 1,000 people have died just because of man-made starvation. Think, what answer will we give? بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When Imam Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu was martyred in Karbala, his beloved son Hazrat Zainul Abideen witnessed the incident. He's a survivor of Karbala. In the book Al-Imam Zainul Abideen, printed by Iran, Mu'assasatul Balagh, they gave it to me. In that book is written, Zainul Abideen, the Imam, the Sayyid, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, asked the Shias, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Tomorrow, how will you face the Master صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And he, حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, tell you, the Shia, فَعَتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my grandsons, وَانْتَهَبْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this Ummah. Who said this? Imam Zainul Abideen, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. I'm asking you the same question. What will we say? We spend millions on our cars, on our houses. Then good luck to you. I'm not saying anything about that. But why can't you spend thousands and go to Aqsa? Go put your hand on that yatim child. Go show that we have feeling for you. We have solidarity for you. We were standing with you through thick and thin. Are you forgetting your first Qibla? Are you going to just give it over? Hamas have said they are our leaders. We must be proud of Hamas. Our founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawar Allah Marqada, who said he started Hamas in 1987. In 2004, he was martyred by Ariel Sharon. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. When the stick of Allah hits, it doesn't make noise. His hadith in Bukhari Sharif. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. When you cause harm to my friends and my awliyaullah, Allah wage war against you. Now he stroke hit him for Sharon. For 8 years he lied in Sakarat. Why? How did you murder this friend? He wrote and said, I have the recording, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawar Allah Marqadah, who said, Zawalu Israel, Israel will fall by the year 2027. It's not part of our belief, it's his opinion. You accept it well and good, you reject it, it's no sin. But if you look at the world scenario today, so you must remember things are going in that direction. Spain today, yesterday they announced, the first European country to announce in the world that Israel is guilty of committing genocide. France said, we're going to recognize Palestine as a state in September. You will never dream that these people are turning. The tide has turned. They to call us all terrorists. Now they're realizing who the real terrorists are. America and Israel. So we must name them, shame them and nail them. But you can't do that if you don't have the info. Your wonderful flowers and children. Let us be honest. Nobody tells you because they fear you. Because they fear you won't give them collection. We're not here for collection. We're here to tell you the truth. You must remember that you, oh Muslims of South Africa and Pretoria, that if you're not going to go there and you got your millions and billions, then let me tell you, it smacks of nifaq and hypocrisy. What answer are you going to give? We can spend millions and millions on our weddings, on our children who are spoiled brats. Let me tell you that openly. How much we spend on them? But you can't go put your hand on the yatim child in Gaza. Gaza, they won't allow you. They in Jerusalem, they in Palestine. Why you can't do that? When I went in 92, we were invited to go. We were under apartheid. So we were coming back the next day. So there was one family, we got used to them. Their 8-year-old son, 9-year-old son, Ta'aqa. I was facing Aqsa and he was facing me. I told him, Ka'aqa, tomorrow we're going back to Junubi Africa. I want you, Ka'aqa. My heart is telling me I must take you with. In the morning we'll enroll you in the school. In the evening, your afternoon, you go madrasa. He gave such an answer, I started crying. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa. Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa. If I leave here, who will protect Aqsa al-Mubarak? to our children, even have something to do. We not man khafla. You know, in Afrikaans. Bilkul la parwa be parwa. I annasu ghafilun. I gave you in various languages. That we got a no care attitude. Therefore, you guys running around with all these big guns and all. Brothers, we must understand the global issues affect us. If you're not worried about Gaza, tomorrow halat can change here also. Don't think it can't change. So my brothers, I beg you, I appeal to you, every one of you who have performed Hajj, you performed Umrah, you went Ramadan, make a trip and take your children with. They must know what the children go to, how many checkpoints there are. Masjidul Aqsa is still ours in that sense. So our brothers are going Ramadan time, other times and so forth. Take your wives with them, with you and your children. They must see. Whole Hamas is their women. I met them all, the women, men behind hijab and parda and all. They are the backbone. When that mother loses her child, me and you will cry. Just looking at the images, the head is somewhere, the head is somewhere, the body is torn to pieces. The mother will be smiling, she will say, "Lest to be shaheeda wa ana ummu shuhada." They spoke about Khansa radiallahu anha. Do you know what is Khansa? Do you know what is the battle of Qadisiyah? Go to Iraq and go see what is the battle of Qadisiyah. There was a lady, Kanat Adibatan Sha'iratan, a master of the Arabic language. Her name Khansa radiallahu anha. They told Khansa, "Your son has passed away. Your second son passed away. Your third son passed away. Your fourth son passed away." She cried, but she said, they told her, "Remove your niqab." She said, "I lost my son, I didn't lose my shame. You heard my mothers? I lost my sons, I didn't lose my haya and shame. I will look at my son with my niqab on." Then she read the poetry, Ana lastu bi shaheeda, I myself am not a martyr. Wa ana ummu shuhada, but I am the mother of shalom martyrs. They consider it their honor to give their life. Our leader Yahya Sinwar said, "Hey Jutlas, we got one thing, we are Hamas. Lan nastaslim li ahadin, we will never surrender to you. Imma al-ghanima wa imma al-shahada." We embrace martyrdom. For us, martyrdom is an honor for us. Or otherwise, we defeat you Jutlas, and then we will take over the whole historic Palestine. And that is their aim. Who is standing with them? Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Morocco, your Egypt. On the radio I say, and I'm saying it live now, whole lot of murtads and out of the fold of Islam. Don't come tell me about these people, yeah? They're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They're Khadimul America and Israel. They are the slaves of America and Israel. There's nobody to speak. Why? We worried about our visas. Why? We worried what they will do. They can go to hell for what I care. When they are damaging the Ummah, giving trillion dollars to Trump, and so you call them Muslim. Brothers, you need to wake up and understand what are the global politics taking place, that we have a bunch of munafiqeen and murtadeen running our Muslim countries. But people are fearing. Why you fear so much? Nothing can happen to us. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Go read Imam Ahli Sunnah wa Jama'ah's life. Who is Imam Ahli Sunnah wa Jama'ah? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. They brought him in full view of everybody. They asked him, "Imam Ahmad, we're giving you a last chance. Withdraw your verdict." He said, "Hasha wa kalla, I will never withdraw." The academic discussion was this. They told him, "Say, Al-Qur'an makhluk." The Qur'an is makhluk. He said, "Al-Qur'an ghayru makhluk." Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. So Qur'an Sharif is Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Allah. If Allah was, is, will always be in our unanimous belief, then the Quran is like that. Do whatever you want to. They whipped him first time. He said, "Bismillah." They whipped him in full view of public. Second time, he said, "Alhamdulillah." They whipped him and lashed him the third time. He said, "Lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana." His izar, go ulama, go read the book, Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal by Ibn Jawzi. His izar was about to fall. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the Imam Jalil, the Imam Ali Sunnah wa Jama'i, looked at the skies and heaven. Ya Allah, very large luck. Ya Allah, my Izzat, keep it intact. Don't let my trouser fall. Karamatan li hadal Imam al Jalil. Allah Jalla wala, let his izhar come back to place. He never gave in. Then his last statement was, he told the zalims and the tanpur dictators, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza, between me and you will be the day he passed away. Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. Allah's fadl, I went to all their graves and everything. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away. He was a celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the greatest student of his. Imam Bukhari's teacher, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So when he passes away, 800,000 plus people came for janaza. 20,000 people embrace Islam. Karamatan of this Imam, Badal, Badal notes. Imagine what sacrifice they made. And me and you, we have the biggest wedding, we'll drive the best cars, and we'll give the best balloons from here right till they watch for our children, and we doing khidmat of Islam. Who's fooling who? Brothers, don't fool yourself. Allah don't need me, He don't need you, He don't need anybody. Allah will take work from them, the small, small children. They got nothing in their hands, they only got small stones. They got Iman, and they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud. They took the Nara, they took the saying of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatih, Khaybar, go read Muslim Sharif. When Sayyidina Ali was fighting against the Jutlas there in Khaybar, 94 of them were sent to Jahannam. And he said, Analladhi sammatni ummi al-Haydara. I am Ali, my mother Fatima gave me my name. I am Haydara, I am the lion that I'm prepared to take you on. We are the lions of Islam today. Just make money day and night. Read Surah Yasin also just to make money. Is that our life? Wake up, O Ummah. Small masoom children. They go with stones, they're taking on the Jutla army. And they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Oh Jutlas, remember what happened in Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have come to fight against you. How are you going to defeat them? So remember, brothers, they have woken up the whole Ummah. They have shaped the destiny for the future. They have changed the geopolitics of this world. That now the world knows that Israel are the biggest haramis. They are the biggest terrorists. They are the biggest, you understand, every crime you can think of. They violated every resolution of United Nations and so forth. They got no justification. So therefore, 1 million plus have already left. They've gone to Cyprus, they've gone to America, some came here to Cape Town and others. We are going to win. But do you want to be part of that? Quran Kareem states, my last statement I finish. Surah number 17 and verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Ask any Maulvi, any Sheikh, any person who knows Arabic. When you have the verb, and you have a verb in the past tense, you have إِذَا, the meaning goes to the future. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise of Allah comes, the Muslim army will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure the faces of the Jutlas. Hamas has started doing that. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا. And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they did the first time. No Jutla police at all. And they got America and the veto. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. And Allah will crush their pride to pieces. That is the winning army. Allah's promise. Who's going to join them? Did you ever cry, Ya Allah, make me of that army that will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, that will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, that will liberate Palestine and Gaza? So that is what you must instill in your youth, in your children. Don't waste time, brothers. Don't kill time and waste time. We are the winning Jamaat. We are the party of Allah. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, make our Khatima on Iman. May Almighty Allah grant our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah. Come front, brothers, come front, make yourself small, inshallah.
شهد الله محمد رسول الله شهد الله محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي سلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم هو في شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم من ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهر الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك اليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري الصحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا قوي يا عزيز إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة قريب يمين إن شاء الله وصوم الصلاة قاری احمد جی Brothers, kindly switch off all the cell phones and straighten all the rows, please, brothers.
صفوفكم، let us straighten our صفوف. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا ذا الجلال والعزة اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين والمجاهدين في أرض الشام اللهم انصرهم في كل مكان يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين برحمتك يا
مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة